Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Beatrice Johnston from Boulder.
Hi, this is Karen Hamill from Holland, Texas.
Oh, hi. This is my first time on the call.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it's only my third, so.
Okay.
We're both newcomers.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jean from Austin, Texas, and it's about my fourth time, so we're, all newcomers.
Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. This is my first time. I don't know if you just came on. I'm Beatrice in Boulder.
Well, Beatrice, I don't know who's going to host the call, but they should be on any second.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Char. Who am I speaking with?
Well, hi, Char. This is Karen Hamill in Holland, Texas.
Oh, hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing absolutely super.
Hi, Char. This is Jean Brock in Austin, Texas.
Well, good grief. I'm getting Texas here, huh?
We are here.
Hi, Char. This is Beatrice Johnston, and I'm calling in from Boulder, Colorado.
Well, a little closer to my home.
Mm-hmm. Where are you?
Portland, just outside of Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody have points to roll with as we're checking in?
Good morning. This is Onita, and no points.
No points. You're in tax season.
I'm in tax season, yeah.
Well, this is Karen Hamill again in Texas, and I have an 8 for yesterday.
Well, good for you. And I just have to rub this into Onita, since she was one of the veterans from way back. You know, any excuse will work as well as another. And you know, I don't really mean that, but I do.
You're right.
Okay. Anybody else?
This is Jean. I have 9 for yesterday.
Good for you.
That was below the belt, Char.
Nancy, would you agree there's only a few people I could do that to?
Yep.
And you're one of them.
Oh, thanks. I feel honored.
I should say also. Oh, okay. It makes everybody else scared to get too familiar with me, see? No, I'm not going to say the next thing that popped into my mind. That means I don't get very many calls. No, I didn't really say that. I love the calls. I just don't always deal with them in a timely manner, so Denny jumps in when I haven't. So I think Chris probably knows that story. And maybe even Jean. Anyone else? I know I've heard several clicks. We probably have people in the gallery. Anybody else want to speak up? Okay, Chris, since you're one of the newest move up in the line here as far as rank advancement, hey, what's happening? Have you got a new testimony for us? Anything related around to what we might put in our mouth? And conjunction with the products, of course.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Sherry.
Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. I just, my phone's not working, so I had to get out of my cell. I just wanted to report my point. What I'm having trouble with is getting enough sleep. I'm going to have to take a 9 because I only got 6.5 hours.
Okay. What do you usually run?
Well, closer to 7 to 8.
Okay.
But I've been trying to get, and before that, before I start on this again, I could stay up till midnight, but I've been working on getting to bed closer to 10, but I didn't manage it last night.
Okay, and you sleep well all the way through?
I wake up a couple of times, take potty break.
Okay.
But otherwise, I get right back to sleep, yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Okay.
Well, and actually, I'm on my Nikon mattress pad, so that gives me some added bonus.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
Yes, definitely. I know that feeling. I love it.
We've now got
the new one on our bed, and so if any of you are wondering, I will tell you, I've always slept well, but the comfort in it is absolutely phenomenal. never really gave it any thought because, like I said, I've always slept well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, whether I sleep any better or not, that's hard for me to say because I never wake up. When I hit the pillow, I'm out. I can't read more than 5 to 10 minutes. And sleep all the way through the night. But I can tell you the comfort is immense in the sleep system. So, yeah, in the air sleep system. So,
I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, it is something to look forward to. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's probably the best way it can be described for people that are already good sleepers and love what they've got and don't see any reason to change. There's just a difference in the comfort level. And I may only feel it when I go to bed and when I wake up in the morning. It's just another pleasant serendipity. So.
Oh, that's neat.
So my 2 cents worth on the new sleep system. Okay. I'd like to hear what some of you guys are doing with the new cookware as a start off. I am just so thrilled about everything that I do with it. And I'm just waiting for bigger pieces to come, which means I think, according to what I'm guessing, we need to get busy and do more invites in for demos. Or I love doing dinner parties. I did one last night for our family and made a real simple meal. They loved it, and all I had to do was tone down the spice for everybody. But it's easy to do a one-pot meal, and this one actually had the salad on top of the soup, or the more of a stew, a Mexican stew. And so everything was real easy, and they got to pick their own stuff to put on it, and it was around the table deal. So I absolutely love it. And if any of you guys have any trouble with the light staying on, sometimes you just have to twist it a little bit, and I think the battery just maybe gets, I don't know, moved a little. I haven't replaced any of my batteries, and I leave them on for hours and hours and hours. So, you know, I probably extended my 18 months in the few months I've had it with the average of what they say 2 hours per, you know, that'd be per pan, of course. So, anyway, any questions or comments on the new cookware from anybody?
Well, Char, I'd like to hear a little bit more about your one-pot meal. Could you get more specific? What did you do?
Oh, it was called pozole, which you can probably find a simple recipe. There's lots of different recipes for it, but it's just a Mexican halfway between a soup and a stew. And the part that's not so lifestyle-friendly is that it's got hominy in it, but I pull the amount down, and it's just a I did my own fresh dried peppers for the part of the broth, cut it way, way back to give the seasoning. You could use a little bit of enchilada sauce in it if you wanted to shortcut it. And it's just meat. Your chicken goes in there, or pork. I don't use much pork at all, but the chicken went in and simmered it, and then made the slightly red broth. And then on top of it, traditionally, the things that they use is they sprinkle in a little tiny bit of oregano when you dish it up in the bowl, and then they top the veggies on top of that, which would be shredded cabbage or chopped might even be better. We had a little problem maneuvering some of the shreds on our spoon, so make them short shreds if you shred it. And then sliced radishes and red onions sprinkled on it. And I opted not to do the chips for everybody. I gave them the choice of a really good whole grain bread if they want it. They don't really need any more starch because of the pozole, but, you know, not everybody at the table was eating exactly lifestyle. So I gave them the option because I knew they'd want something with it, you know, to dip. And so I know what the people do in our family that do lifestyle, and I know what sometimes I bring guests in, so I've got to moderate it, and I always tell them why I'm not doing this or whatever.
Yes.
And give them the option, especially when there's young children involved. It's got to be child-friendly for outsiders, okay? And it went over really well. Then I used a small spoonful of low-fat plain yogurt. I offered a mix of yogurt and some light sour cream for the others. And that was it. It was real easy. Pozole is spelled P-O-S-O-L-E. And a favorite website that lists all the nutrients at the bottom of the page is allrecipes.com. Just all spelled out, allrecipes.com. And you can do a search for ingredients, or you can do a search for a title, or you can say Mexican soup, and I'm sure it's going to pull up. I can't remember whether I looked there or not because I had a recipe already.
How did you spell that again?
Okay, P-O-S-O-L-E.
Okay.
And if you like trying different recipes, you can set up and you'll get a new recipe every day. Just look at the totals at the bottom on the sheet that comes up when you click on it, and it will give you the balance. You know, we're going for a balance of what, guys?
What's carbs, protein.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Carbs, protein, and fat.
Okay, now give me the numbers.
Okay. Snacks. For a woman, 27 carbs and 21 protein and 9 fat. And for a man, 36 carbs, 28 protein. Did I get that right? 28 protein and 12 fat.
See, you do like I do. You slow down on the men's because you're used to thinking women's, right?
Right.
I love it. Okay, and then give the snack also and how they just multiply it if they miss those numbers.
Oh, yeah, okay. And the snack is equal amounts. I don't mean equal amounts. I mean one block each, which would be 9 carbs, 7 protein, and 3 fat. And then for a meal, you would multiply, you'd have 3 blocks. So you multiply your 9 carbs, your 7 protein, and your 3 fat by 3, and then for a man, you multiply that amount by 4.
Okay, and when we say those numbers, those are grams that are in each of those items, protein, carbs, and fat. So you can look at a label, or you can have a book, or you can have a recipe, and it's always going to give you the amount of grams of fat is what they normally list first, fat, and then carbs, and then protein on the labels. Now, some of the recipes are getting smart, and they're listing it the way we take the importance, and that's protein first, carbs second, and fat last. And you'll notice that's the way the charts, the charts aren't set up that way because of space on a page, but the food chart. But the recipes I think that list it that way are the Cooking Light magazine, which is one of my favorites. I really don't like looking at recipes if they don't have that breakdown because I don't know how close they are. And once you guys get used to the foods from working off the lifestyle chart, once you get used to working with those foods, you'll automatically, just like I said with the pozole, they load it with hominy. And hominy is corn. The Mexican corn that's simply soaked in a lime concentration, and I haven't heard anything detrimental on that as far as it's not like a preservative, okay? It's a mineral. So anyway, they load it with that. So by looking at the recipe, I know that that is one thing that's going to be over the carb count and needs to be cut down in the serving of that. And I don't do this on a weekly or daily or even monthly basis. So it was, you know, something that is just very, very seldom done. And it's easy to cut down and, you know, on and on and on. And I knew it would be something that would be also healthy and easy.
Hey, Char, this is Karen.
Yes.
Hamill, yesterday I ran into several people I've never met before in my life, and I gave them the number for this.
Okay.
And, so could you tell them what you're talking about the chart and where to get it?
Okay, Lifestyle Chart is part of the packet that comes from Focus on Growth or
Blue Ribbon has it also. I think Focus has a sheet now, an intro sheet that is, I don't think, I know they do, that they're putting in that converts for the body balance, one pager. And if you've already got the pack, you guys, all you have to do is request that from Focus, and they will just email it to you. You can address it to Nancy or probably Mary, either one, or just send it through. And their email is focusedongrowth.com. And anybody have their number handy? Somebody will in a minute that you can give. The full packet has everything in it. The book that is with it also is called A Week in the Zone, that's done by Dr. Barry Sears, which talks about this balance. You can also go to Ruth and Dennis's website, and I think both of them are offerable, which is ybhurton.com.
.biz now.
Oh, you're right, or .biz. Isn't the other one still up too, Ruth?
I think they, yes, and Nancy, and they still are, and I do have the phone numbers if you want them.
Okay. And that's Y, the letters Y, B for boy, H-U-R-T-N .biz or .com. And all the intro information is there with the phone numbers, email, or website addresses and so forth to get you started. And the thing that I love about it is 4 to 6 hours after you put a balanced meal, meaning protein, carbs, and fat together in your body, your hormones are running at a different level. Am I right, Chris? Okay. She's the doctor. That's why I was addressing her back. Anyway, I know she backs me on it. So anyway, it's tons of research that's gone into this, and I've yet to have had someone go through it thoroughly and say, no. You know, I prefer this, or there's more behind this other program. So anyway, that's why we are using what we're using. Somebody give us a quick, easy breakfast that is their favorite.
Body balance.
Okay, how do you mix your? How do you mix it? What do you do?
Well, I put I make it for my husband and myself. So we're putting 4 scoops of vanilla shake with 2.5 cups of crushed ice. And fill it up to, with the ice in it, I measure up to the two cups of water, 2 ounces of Siaga, 2 heaping teaspoons of jade greens, and then I just, you know, vary it from day to day. Sometimes I'll put a peach or two in it, and sometimes I'll put a strawberry or two in it, or sometimes I'll put a half a cup or a quarter of a cup of blueberries or something like that. But usually I just love it with the Siaga and the jade greens.
Okay, and so how close does your, like, the added carbs that you would need if you were doing lifestyle, have you figured how close that comes to it?
Well, you know, I've only been doing lifestyle since last Thursday, and I lost 5 pounds and 8 inches, so.
Then don't worry about it.
So, the only thing I can figure is that it's about 15 carbs.
Okay.
And then whatever protein, you know, the eight or nine that we're getting in the body balance. I couldn't find any protein listed on Jade Greens, although I know it must have it in there. So,
yeah, it's probably not something that you need to worry about counting. It's a small amount. It's just in relationship percentage to what you're, you know, is in the product. They consider it a high protein, but you're using such a small amount that it's going to be pretty trivial.
Yeah.
So those we don't worry so much about the supplements. We don't worry about any of it. We don't think so much about the supplemental parts of it, other than what is in the main body balance and then what you add to it. So, hey, you're doing great. And
yes.
Just know that you're setting up yourself right now in the way you're thinking to think through more about the food meals that you eat, also with relationship to the protein, the carbs, and the fat, right?
Right, and I spent the weekend I'm sorry, I'm redundant. I said this yesterday, but maybe there's different people on the call. I spent the weekend at Human Being More, and so we were eating out three times a day, and it was so easy to eat out. I love salmon, and you know, salmon on a bed of lettuce with a few nuts on the side, almonds on the side, and a little tiny slice of orange or something. You know, it just, I didn't measure it, but it just looked great.
And you know, you're quick. In fact, I heard a couple of your comments yesterday on that, and they were very well spoken. In fact, I forget to remind people, forget the starch and double your veggies. Didn't you say that?
Yes, I did. Every time I ordered, they wanted to give me rice or something. I said, well, just forget the rice and just double up on the broccoli or the veggies.
Uh-huh. And I always ask what vegetable, and if they tell me corn or carrots, I say, oh, do you have a substitute for that?
Right.
And they will always say yes. I've never been told no, you have to have corn or you have to have carrots. There's always something else there that they can put on your plate that would be a better lifestyle choice. It's not so high in carbs because you're only going to get, what did I look at? Oh, corn was it a fifth of a cup or a third of a cup is a block? And we could have, you know, like 3-4 cups of broccoli, for Pete's sakes. Why would you take a third of a cup of corn instead? I mean, I wouldn't understand, but you know, it's a matter of asking the question, and that's what will get you what you want. And then, of course, the salads with a healthy salad dressing. I'm into balsamic and olive oil now with a few herbs in it. We've never eaten so well as we do this way, and the way you feel is incredible. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Okay. We'll get lots of chime-ins on that. Any other questions? We're here to answer the new person's questions.
This is Jane. I'm not totally new, but I have a question about the J Green signs.
Okay.
Like, Karen, we have been putting them in our shakes in the morning, and then I usually take another, quote, dose or two during the day, plain. I just read the label for the first time in a long time yesterday. It says to take it on an empty stomach. So are we okay putting it in a shake?
You are. What my naturopath tells me is as we mature, our processing isn't as fine-tuned and exact as it was when we were in our 20s. And for best absorption, if you can handle, you know, whatever it is you're taking, supplements or otherwise, is to take them an hour before food, a meal, or 2 hours after. Now, there's a few exceptions, like garlic supplement is considered a food and needs to be taken with the food or preferred to be taken. It's not like you're not going to get any value if you don't do it this way. It's just that you can get added absorption from it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we weren't wasting it by putting it in there. Because Dan
does
the work with them, and I do too. And have the greenzymes already in it, but then, like I said, I usually take another half teaspoon a couple of times a day under my tongue, so I know I'm getting it there.
That's exactly what I do. I do not take mine in the shake, but I do take my supplements all an hour to an hour and a half before I eat in the morning.
But you don't think, I wasn't sure of the rationale there, but I'm understanding more now. But you don't think we're wasting it totally by putting it in
the
shake?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
The best thing is when you get into a routine, it's easy to stick with the routine and do it that way. For example, I have a problem absorbing my calcium, so I always make sure I take it away from the food for better absorption. I take some late at night. I take it throughout the day. It took a little bit to establish the habit of taking it differently than just having it once early in the morning and then once at night. But, you know, once I got the triggers, and mine was when I think about drinking my water, I need to check and take a glance at the clock and see if that's when I should be taking some more calcium in between my meals. So whatever works for you, get it in there, and then you can always adjust it slightly as you do things. I asked Dr. Pedersen way back when if making a warm-to-hot drink, warm-hot is the way I'll call it, drink in the morning is devaluing the Perfect Start Plus or Body Balance. And he said, if you really like it that way, I'm a hot drink person in the morning. If you really like it that way, he says, you're maybe losing 10% of the value. Put a few, an extra half teaspoon or a teaspoon in there. if you think you want, you know, need it that exact. And I says, oh, that's easy. I'll definitely keep on using it warm, warm hot.
But I think you're not supposed to warm the jade, am I correct?
Correct, definitely. Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you were putting the jade in with, and that's obviously why I don't drink it, with the jade in, if you were putting that in, you would not want to put it added into a warm drink. Repetition of what you just said. Anybody else?
Beatrice.
Yes.
This is Beatrice in Boulder, and this is the first time I've been on this call. I was interested when you were talking about the Mexican soup and then breaking it down into carbs and proteins and fats. And one of the things that we have a challenge with, and I think more and more people are having a challenge with, are those families that are vegetarian. And so what are your thoughts, or what do you know about using tofu, which tends to be something a lot of people do when they're vegetarian, and I hear that's not so good. What would be some of the options that you suggest for getting protein?
Well, Barry Sears is a real advocate as far as I shouldn't say a real advocate. He's got a book on soy, and I know one of our people used that to dramatically, in addition to everything else they were already doing with the NECAN products, to dramatically reduce their cholesterol so they did not have to go on medication. It was either in 60 or 90 days. And I understand the controversy on soy, overabundance of it in the diet. I don't recommend overabundance of anything in the diet. But I happened to serve a soy tofu cheesecake last night that went over like none other I've ever done, with a fresh raspberry sauce on it. And, you know, it was... How do you get a dessert for 20 grams of carbs to serve a, you know, non-lifestyle group of people? Not very easily, and definitely not with something like 1 gram of fat in it. Never heard of. Anyway, these things can be accomplished. I'm not real keen on straight vegetarian or vegan. I can eat that way. I love the food. It's not that. I just know that you've got to be careful that you're getting all the nutrients you need. Zinc is one, for example, that meaning minerals also, that is hard to come by when you don't have it when you don't have any meat in your diet, unless you're supplementing or making sure you've got a supplement that's got adequate amounts. So, I go with the flow. We start people where they are. We let them learn as they do their investigation of what's right and what's right for them. So, again, you can use that same website I gave you. It will give you all kinds of ideas on vegetarian. It's a little bit more of a challenge to keep it, especially if you're not using the tofu, to keep it in the balance that we're talking about, because your grains, all of your things that are normally, or a lot of them that are normally combined to make the protein, are also high in carbs. So there's that little part of it that makes it more challenging. If they're not vegan and they are going to use like low-fat cottage cheese, yogurt, those kinds of things in, then it makes it simpler. So it depends on what degree and where they are. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. You're certainly welcome. That allrecipes.com will have a lot of that. There's a lot of different sites that you can use to pull up ideas for, you know, things, variations and a variety. But Dr. Sears does have the soy zone book. And most of those books you can find discounted on a website called halfhalf.com. So if you want to wait a few days, you can get them that way. halfhalf.com. It's a subsidiary of eBay. And they'll have the books used, and you'll get them for a fraction of what you would go in the bookstore and buy them for. So if you want to add to your library that way and play around, it's a little less expensive.
Sure. Are you going to send down the cheesecake recipe?
I will. I will. I've got the list, and it's on my thing, and I knew if I mentioned it, it would come up. The only thing I will say is I was doing it in a Vitamix. You might have to adjust it because that's where the recipe came from, and that's a very high-powered blender.
Mm-hmm.
I made the sauce exactly the way it was. I sat there and told myself I was going to have to run it through a sieve. But you know how when you run berry seeds in a blender, you still have a berry seed in it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were no berry seeds in this after running for 3 minutes.
Hmm.
So to get it that smooth, let me warn you, you're probably going to have to put it through a sieve afterwards to get the seeds out if you're using a regular blender. I don't doubt that the rest of it could be made. You may have to run it on high, and you may have to run it a little bit longer. So do that adjustment. I'm not sending out a commercial for a Vitamix. I have one that I don't use a lot as much as I could. So I was, when it popped up on my screen, I thought, oh, got to try this one. Okay, any other questions? We want to make sure you get the help that you need on the call. We've been all over the board this morning. I hope it's been helpful in tidbits for everyone, because I know we've got people that have been on here since day one and people that are on for the first time. And our goal is to give you information for all of you.
Okay, Char, I've got a comment, or not really a comment. I've got a testimonial, but it doesn't have to do with lifestyle. One of the gals that's working with me in tax prep this year was after the first day, her husband cut off one of his fingers at work, and so she was struggling with that. And he's diabetic, and it wasn't healing, so they had to keep taking little bits more and everything. So I just loaned her a far-infrared ankle wrap and told her to slip that on over everything. And when he saw his doctor the last time, he said that it hadn't been healing and it had been turning black and everything else. And the doctor had said it had healed up quite a bit, and he had a staph infection. And he said even with the staph infection, it was healing, and the area was getting smaller. So he told him to keep doing what he was doing.
Okay, this was a finger?
Yeah.
Okay, and you used an ankle wrap on it?
Wrap. I just told him to put it on over his hand, you know, with his thumb sticking out the hole like we do when we're doing demonstrations and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he was wearing it to bed for sure, and I don't know how much during the day, but...
You know, what's amazing, Onita, and I know we're so used to it, we take all this for granted, and sometimes we forget that, you know, just one simple little piece can make so much difference.
It does.
In a person's life. I mean, here's a product that wasn't even designed. That's why I repeated what I said, asked. Ankle wrap on the hand, you know, it's not even designed for that part of the body. It probably wouldn't have made any difference what piece you added. It could have kicked it in and caused the body to take over and do what needs to be done. That's,
yeah.
You know, put it into a recovery state.
Well, I figured that was the simplest thing to do, so.
When it's handy, when it's there, hey, you do it. How many times have I pulled a Magstep out of my shoe and put it on my tummy because I'm out someplace? That's why I'd much rather eat at home, guys. I'm addicted to doing that good food that I know I have better control over of all the ingredients that go into it. So I will take any testimony. I'm just trying to spur you to think in terms of things that you've seen happen. Read your body. Your body, once you do better with your food intake, it will let you know when you're not so good in a way of saying, it doesn't feel as good. It's not working as well. So read your body and know what it likes best. If you don't see any difference, no matter what you eat, one, you're very young, or your body is just totally accustomed to what you've been doing. And when it improves and you do what we know is healthy to slow down the aging process, you will find that it does what I'm saying, and that is let you know when you don't put better food in or better combinations or closer balance. Our hormones, our entire body works better when it has the fuel that it needs to run on. Comments, questions? We're winding down here. We're past our 4 minutes past.
This is Phyllis Anderson, and I got on the call just a minute ago. And is Ruth Williams on by any chance?
I haven't heard her. Give her
okay.
a second.
Okay, that's fine. I had asked a question.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Oh,
good morning, Ruth.
Yes, good morning. You called me back yesterday, and I didn't get the call till 10 minutes after you called, so it was about the, and I don't know if you want to, you know, tell me now, but it was, I had asked a question about the silver in our aquaphor, and
mm-hmm.
someone is having a problem, does not want to drink the water because he thinks it's going to be a...
the best thing to do is just call the customer support.
Okay.
To begin with that, if you don't get an answer there, then call me and let me know that.
Okay.
Thank you. I think I talked with Shar about this, actually, and I think there's what I looked, and then look at your question online also and read
uh-huh.
what is on there.
Okay.
And I will still try to find out a little bit more specifically what the answer to your question.
I did give them the answer that I read, you know, why they put it in there, but it just didn't satisfy him, so I thought maybe there was something else, but I'll just have to, if he doesn't want to drink it, I guess that's the thing I can do.
So, yeah, check with customer support, see what they say, Phyllis, and I've got a call into the home office already, but I have not gotten to be able to talk to them yet.
Okay.
Am I correct that that's just on the aquaphor, not on the hookup to the main water?
I think it's just on the aquaphor.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We do want to make sure people get their questions answered, and a lot of it, as Ruth said, we can look at what amount of information is there and use some, you know, common sense in saying, you know, if this is the bulk of the information, doesn't mean, you know, we just need to do the best job we can in answering their questions. And some people are of a more technical nature and need more information. So we like to do the best job we can to satisfy them. There gets to a point where that, you know, enough is enough, and we do sometimes need to go on because
mm-hmm.
some people just want to keep going on it. But we're here to help, so that's what it's all about.
I have a question. Does anybody know if you get vitamin D through the window from the sun?
You know, somewhere way back, I'm going to say no.
Oh, we don't?
I am going to say no, but maybe there's something later on that. Anybody else have that? I read that way back when. So in the car, if we're sitting, I put the window down. If we're driving and it's cold, I probably don't.
Well, we finally have sunshine here, and I'm sitting here with some sun, and it's 11 degrees. I don't think I have to go outside for this. It feels really good coming through the window. You can actually get a sunburn through the window, I know.
We're going to Hawaii for an expo over there. Maybe you'd like to do that with us.
Oh, I'd love to. I love Hawaii.
We'll invite you as one of the lifestyle speakers, Nancy.
Which island are you going to?
Both Oahu and the Big Island.
Oh, that is super.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. We haven't been there for quite some time, and we've got quite a group established over there, a very nice group.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes. Okay, guys, we're past our time, and I know you've got things on your schedule, as I do, and it's been great on the call today. I thank you for all your questions and your comments and your support for all of those that take part in this. So have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you,
sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.